Florida. They frequently service clients in the areas of estate planning and wills, probate, and business law. The firm's slogan is based out of Micah 6:8, to seek justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with your God. The office is located just steps from the beach on A1A Beach Boulevard, just south of the St. Augustine Pier. The attorneys can be reached at 461-3000. That's 461-3000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Christian teaching and talk. This is 91.7 FM, The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion that we have each and every day on Let's Face the Issues. Let's Face the Issues is a dialogue developed program, an issue-oriented show to invite you to join in the dialogue and discussion. Love to hear from you each and every day. What are your thoughts on the subject? What are your thoughts about the issue? How would you respond to some of the issues that we discuss each and every day? Your telephone number is 904-831-0917. After a brief monologue, our telephone lines are open. We invite you to call in. Join in the dialogue and discussion. Let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God, the Scripture, the truth book, as I like to call it. We're talking about today, has our government lost its way? Has our government lost its way? I'm talking about local, statewide, and national. Have we lost our way? Have we come to the point and place and position that there's a mindset that government is in the position to control, we the people, everything that we do? What we drive, what we eat, where we go, what we say, whether we can speak freely or not. Is that the way God designed government? What is government? What is civil government designed by God to do? Have we strayed away from that? And what does the Scripture say about any nation that forgets God? That's what we'll talk about today. And we'd love to hear from you in just a few minutes as we think about that subject, that issue. But let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the Scripture, the truth book. John 8:31-32, Jesus said to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." John 8:31-32, then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Then in John 17:17, the Word of God makes a declaratory statement about the Scripture. The Scripture says in John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." Psalms 117:2, then it underpins what he said, "Thy word is truth." Psalms 117:2 says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." That's a pretty lengthy period of time. How long is forever? It's forever, without end. May I remind you that it was the secularist George Orwell that made a statement that I quote each and every day, so that we will be reminded of where we are in society and what is taking place. George Orwell, the secularist, by the way, I'm not recommending him. I'm not saying that he's a good person. That's not the point when I quote George Orwell. George Orwell, as you know, in 1947, 48, 49, had published a book entitled 1984. It's the dystopian novel as he projected what would be happening by 1984. many things that he said are absolutely factual today. He was off a little bit by the year, 1984. We're seeing these things popping up today more and more. One of the statements he made, the further society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. Truth matters whether we embrace it or not. Truth is still real, relevant, and ought to be understood whether we embrace it or not. May I say to you, it was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint. Headline I'm looking at, DeMint warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. Goes on to say, as in part in the article, truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation. And yet we have so many today that want to reject, and they are repulsed by what is called truth. In fact, I'm looking at a headline that says most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. They go on to say, the millennials, 18 to 39, 35 year old age group, go on to say that each person determines his or her own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not but one version of truth. A bifurcation of truth is making a whole lie out of a half truth. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, defend the truth even to death. May I remind you, lest you do not know, truth cannot be found on the socialist Marxist media. Truth cannot be found in the average media outlet today. We go to truth. And remember, Jesus said in John 14:6, I am truth. Remember, John 17:17, the Word of God says, thy word is truth. So we need to seek truth in the right places, or we will not find truth. We need to understand, we need to seek it, listen to it, learn it, love it, tell it, live it, and be willing to defend truth. We defend truth on this broadcast each and every day. And I pray that as you tune in, as you listen, as you join in the dialogue and discussion, that you'll recognize more and more each and every day the validity of what is said and the notion that we need to go back to truth. Our nation needs to embrace truth once again. May I say to you, it was the quote also by Jan Hus that said this, do not be afraid to stand alone, even if it means standing for what is true. I believe that's where we need to go back to today in understanding truth. I'll talk about it in a moment as part of the show today. The press secretary, presidential press secretary, said that Joe Biden told the truth when he said that he was not going to pardon his son. And she had some perverted, twisted mindset when she said that. We'll look at it in just a moment. That will just illustrate a little more clearly how disturbing it is to find those in the Washington Beltway that do not understand truth. In fact, I don't believe most of them know how to spell truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own landscape and lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner, like with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators with a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. There's an identifier, a benchmark to find Tools for Time. There's a 165-foot flagpole on the campus of Tools for Time. Atop that flagpole is the flag, the U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24/7. Find that flag at the flagpole, the base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. Toolsfortime.com, toolsfortime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're asking the question today, has our government lost its way? I believe we hear a lot about the nominees. Listen, as we hear the news, as we watch what is playing out with President Donald J. Trump's nominees for his cabinet and for other support team, as we witness what is taking place today, what is happening, we're seeing that the majority of those nominees have been castigated, demeaned, condemned, and their reputation smeared for just about every one of them. If you listen to the media, if you listen to the socialist, Marxist, leftists in the Democratic Party, and some of the rhinos in the Republican Party, will recognize very quickly, ladies and gentlemen, that they do not see a candidate that's worthy of saying we're going to support them and their nomination for Trump's cabinet. I find it egregious when each and every one of the nominees seem to have some deficits. Now, why is that so? Listen, the very ones that are saying that Trump's nominees are bad, they have bad reputations, they have bad this, bad that, they're bad persons, they ought not to be in a position of leadership, they don't have the experience, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The excuses go infinitum. But it's a smear tactic, ladies and gentlemen, that should cause us to want to pray even more for President Donald J. Trump, for God to give him wisdom. It is amazing today, ladies and gentlemen, how these same government authorities that are saying that Pete Hegseth, for example, is a bad person. I don't know the man. I don't know his reputation, his background. All I know is what I've seen in his public appearance as a Fox News anchor and other things. I listened to his mother the other day on Fox and Friends, as she was being interviewed about Pete's background, Pete's life. There's some horrible things that have taken place. There's some bad issues that have taken place. But I want to ask you a question. Do you find any of those that are pointing the finger that has what you would call a pristine reputation and background? Do we have any of those in the House, the U.S. House, on both sides of the aisle? I've told you before, and let me remind you again. The United States House of Representatives have a slush fund of about $22 million, I understand it, that is there so that if any woman comes forth making an accusation of sexual inappropriate things, then the U.S. House of Representatives slush fund, our taxpayer money, will pay her for hush money to be quiet. And yet some of those same ones are trying to castigate some of the nominees for Trump, saying that they had several divorces or that they drink. I don't know. I'm not in any way embracing that or proving that, but I'm simply using it as an illustration. I'm looking at an article, news article. Sex-crazed workers at the VA facility had 12-person orgy and one official bedded 32 co-workers. Let that sink in a moment. A congressional investigation into sexual misconduct allegations at the troubled Veterans Affairs facility in Tennessee revealed that at least 12 officials who worked there took part in an orgy, and one employee had sex with 32 different co-workers. Several VA officials in the state have resigned amid the probe in the Mountain Home VA Medical Center, also known as the James H. Quinlan VA Medical Center, as the investigation has intensified. A bargaining unit biomedical employee had several relationships with 32 different women who worked at the facility, and he and several of the women bragged about this online in the government communication portal that VA officials use to communicate with. Now, that's just a good example, the latest example, of the inappropriate activity, the things that's taking place with governmental employees, and yet we rarely hear anything where there's a castigation of those. In fact, this will probably have a brief, talking about that event at the VA hospital, probably have some kind of brief so-called investigation, a rap on the knuckles, a reshuffling of the cards, if you please, the people, their appointed positions, and it's all over with. But they want to castigate, destroy, and condemn presidential appointees for his cabinet and say they have some background that is not fitting. For example, with Pete Hegseth, that's H-E-G-S-E-T-H, Hegseth, says former co-worker of Defense Secretary nominee and combat veteran Pete Hegseth are going on the record to say that latest reports from NBC News about Hegseth's alleged behavior at Fox News is false, and that the way the reporters wrote it, wrote the story, prove it. The report from NBC News claims via anonymous sources that Hegseth's excessive drinking habits concerned people who worked at Fox and Friends Weekend. Co-host Will Kane, who worked with Hegseth until he was nominated, told CBS NBC News on Twitter, your story is blatantly false. He didn't use the term false. I am. Put your name on it, he said, on the record. I'll be your only one on record source. Signed the guy who sat next to him for 8 hours a day each weekend, 5 years starting from 6 a.m. Running a hit piece on a man that's solely based upon anonymous sources is cowardly and isn't journalism at all. He then goes on to say, the losers, NBC News, never reached out to me or any other one. That's Will Kane on Fox News. I've guest hosted with him numerous times before. Not once did this happen. Not once have I heard from others. This is such a disgusting and false smear for Pete, end quote. I bring that out, ladies and gentlemen, because we've got almost what you would call two tiers of the justice system, or two tiers of morals and ethics and values in America. And I believe one of the greatest harms and danger that we see in relationship to what is taking place is that which we see in realm of the nominees being trying to be crushed. I go back to Proverbs 29:2. When the righteous earn authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked bear through, the people mourn. And we still have a ton of wicked people in control in the seats of authority in America and in some of the agencies and some of those that are making decisions. Most of the time, our elected political leaders do not have a real say-so in the day-to-day operation for the rules, regulations, guidelines, and enforcement of any of those rules, regulations, and guidelines. It comes out of those that are the embedded bureaucrats that are now busy trying to Trump-proof all of their agencies. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, Sergeant Youngblood. I believe everybody he's putting in his cabinet, they can't be bribed. They are a strong people. But I hope our governor do not go. Because we
well,
need him here.
Well, Kenneth, if I can jump in that and say this, I believe that's a hoax. I believe that it's a rumor that got started. Sure, Ron DeSantis has had multiple conversations with President Trump, past, present, and I believe the future. And I believe that this is a leak. This is a leak designed to make it sound like the Trump is about to trash Pete Hegseth and not have him as the nominee. At this juncture, I do not believe that Ron DeSantis will be the candidate for this position. Do not believe that. What the news media is trying to do is besmirch Pete Hegseth enough that he will drop out of the race, drop out of the hearings, and simply say, I toss in the towel, I give up. What we're seeing, Kenneth, is the besmirching and the destruction of an individual's reputation just because he was nominated for a position of leadership. That should cause every Christian, every conservative, every patriot to recognize that this is the reason we find so few in government that's willing to stand for truth, that's willing to stand for God, that's willing to stand for morals, ethics, and values. It's because once you put yourself in that position, you open Pandora's box to be crushed by the system. This is the reason I think we need to recognize that with Trump's new approach, with what he will do as he goes into office, this is what's got the whole system petrified. This is the reason they're running around with the hair on fire. Marxist media, speaking of those that are in office, those that are running these departments, those that are heading these departments, they recognize, as I said yesterday's broadcast, there's a new sheriff in town. They realize that some changes are going to take place, and they're going to be deep changes, not just cosmetic changes. Cosmetic change, as Sarah Palin said years ago, you can put lipstick on a pig and he's still a pig. you can do some surface changes in D.C., and it's not going to change who's in charge, who's running the show. This is the reason they're petrified. This is the reason the left is trying their best to prevent these people that will be the hands, arms, and the legs, and the eyes for President Donald J. Trump to drain the swamp and to clean out the sewer in D.C. Beltway. What say you?
Same thing. And they are petrified. I know Obama is, because he can't control anything anymore.
Yeah, we've been witnessing him serving his third term through the Manchurian candidate, the puppet president, Joe Biden. And right now, my question is, who's running America? Who's protecting America? Who's leading America? Certainly not Kamala Harris. Certainly not Joe Biden. It is not his fault, but he's cognitively unable to run our nation and to stand for what it would need as a leader, even at the present time. So it's Biden behind the scenes, Valerie Jarrett behind the scenes, and others behind the scenes that are running our nation today. And they're doing their dead level best, Kenneth. This is what frightens me. Each of these behind the scenes that are the Socialist Marxist Communist Party called the Democrats, they're trying to Trump-proof everything. That's their term, not mine. They're trying to Trump-proof every department and everything. This is the reason Joe Biden has just postulated another, I believe it was $275 million. Certainly couldn't have been $275 billion, but it's a lot of money that he's already allocated now for Ukraine, and he's trying to make it so that it cannot be clawed back within 2 to 3 years, so it will force Trump to have to allow those dollars to keep going to Ukraine. And Ukraine has simply been the money laundering machine for the Biden family cabal for about 10 or 12 years now, at the very least. So I think we need to know what's happening and pray for Trump, pray for his protection, pray for his wisdom, pray that God will, because we got about 45 days now before he's to be sworn in. And based on the razzle-dazzle that's going on in D.C., based on the conversation behind the scenes with the Marxist media and with the Socialist Communist Democratic Party, they're planning on trying to prevent the certification of Trump being seated as president. So we haven't seen anything yet. There's still some, I think, some major fiascos that will take place between now and January the 20th of next year. So it deserves our prayer and consideration. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call. Thank you for you continuing to be faithful and prayerful for our president, for our nation, because I believe we are looking at a government that's lost its way. Kenneth, thank you so much. Have a blessed day. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. I find it fascinating, ladies and gentlemen, that some of the states are so petrified with what Trump is going to do when going into office, especially when it comes to the blue cities and the blue states, that they're pulling their hair out. And they're trying their best to make a determination how they can avoid Trump and Trump's regulations. I'm looking at the headline that says, "Think outside the box. Lawmaker floats the idea of the state seceding," that's S-E-C-E-D-I-N-G, seceding, "to resist President-elect Trump." Goes on to say in this article, "A plan for states to secede from the union of the United States because they disagree politically with the majority is something that's been tried before. But Democrats in New York apparently believe it would produce a better result this time. That's because they're considering a plan to become, along with several nearby states, a province of Canada over President-elect Donald J. Trump's coming administration." The report said it is New York State Senator Liz Krueger, a Democrat from New York City, who proposed withholding taxes from the federal government or leaving the state, a nation of America entirely. That shows you, ladies and gentlemen, the effect, the ripple effect, the torrential effect that the election of Donald J. Trump is having on this nation. I believe it's good. I believe it's good that we see the shakeup on a national level. I believe it's time that government gets back to doing what God called the government to do. Did you realize, ladies and gentlemen, let me just tuck this in while it is crossing through my mind. God created government civil government today has gone awry with the purpose of God. God's purpose for creating civil government was to protect good and to prosecute evil. The government today, local, state, and national level, the governments today across the nation have forgotten the purpose of God's creation of civil government. I'm looking at a headline. Insider confirms Democrats are lining up shadow government to undermine elected President Trump. There are left-wing organizations forming and networks of existing organizations picking up the shadow government banner and calling for opposition to the agenda of Trump while making plans to defeat him before he even takes office. An insider has confirmed Democrats' plan for a shadow government or a shadow cabinet that would have the goal of undermining America's new president, Donald J. Trump. Quote, "You are now starting to see spots of messaging on how the plan challenging the president-elect will be." The Majority House member, Willie Nickel, Democrat, North Carolina, and what can only be described as a Democrat fever dream, proposed a shadow cabinet, which appears to be either a desperate attempt to retain power or to secure a place in the future government. There are left-wing organizations forming and a network of existing organizations picking up the shadow government banner and calling for the opposition against Trump and making plans to defeat him as he takes office or even before he goes into office. Ladies and gentlemen, that's wicked. That's wicked evil. That is a plan that I believe will cause Trump problems in the present and the future. And ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that we need to understand, listen, we've won a skirmish at the ballot box. In 2011, I had the privilege of writing and publishing a book, Is It Time for Revolution? Subtitle, I called it, Will It Be the Battlefield or the Ballot Box? We won this skirmish at the ballot box. But ladies and gentlemen, the battle, the war, is about to begin. The war will open in full force in about 45 days because they're setting the traps. They're making the plan. They, the left, making the plan, setting the trap to undermine Trump with every step. Keep in mind, when Trump was elected in 2016, took office January 21st, 2017, he was as smart as a businessman, but he did not fully understand or fathom the inside workings and the corrosion in the beltway of D.C. So at that time, he allowed the Republican National Committee and other Republican impress him with who he needs to place in office. As a result of that, he got inundated by the system that he wanted to go in and clean up. He knows better now. So he's appointing people that, yes, they're loyalists to Trump. Yes, they're loyalists to America. Yes, they want to take a stand to make America great again, healthy again, smart again, et cetera, as the mantra has been. But that is causing the wicked, evil underbelly of the governmental system to rise up and want to prevent what God wants Trump to do. I believe God divinely intervened in this election to give us President Donald J. Trump to be our 47th president, and I believe everything is being done to try to prevent it. Ladies and gentlemen, you recall Joe Biden, don't know if you counted him or not, but I believe it was 7, 8, or 9 times he publicly said he would not pardon his son, Hunter Biden. Well, lo and behold, the news has been covered with the fact that he did. And the press secretary just showed a little more of her ignorance when she tried to say that what Biden did was standing on the truth, that he had always told the truth. He said, told the truth when he said that he was not going to pardon his son. And now he's proven that he has told the truth by pardoning his son. Now, if that makes sense to you, I want you to call and tell me how it makes sense. And right after the top of the hour news, we'll go further into that detail, and then we'll look further at what is happening with our government. They have strayed away from being a servant of God. And once we leave as being a servant of God, we are opening the door as a nation for God to bring in another nation and supersede America. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park. WAYL, St. Augustine.